Ali Ibrahim is a journalist and a political commentator who joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus, to give us his thoughts on this. Ali Ibrahim, the release of these Iranian pilgrims, is it a stretch to think that, well, diplomacy can work and perhaps there is room for some type of mediation in terms of the overall situation in Syria regarding some of the players involved?
Well, when you witness the fighting that we're witnessing here in Syria, you would think that diplomacy is a stretch to achieve such achievements. But then again, you would see today's exchange and you would maybe it will allow a change in minds for many of us. First of all, I must say that all the Syrians, everyone I spoke with in Damascus today, are very happy in the fact that the 48 Iranians are now safe and on their way back to their families. But the unfortunate fact remains that there are still two Iranians who are still abducted, and we don't know when they will be released, hopefully soon. I think we should, there are two contradicting perceptions for what happened today. The first says that this is part of an ongoing political context, meaning that maybe this indicates some movement on the Syrian crisis file between Iran on one hand and Turkey and Qatar on the other hand. Because obviously Turkey and Qatar have a very strong role in the release of these hostages because they're paying the salaries of the insurgents so they can control them and control what they do. And there's another perception in Damascus to hear that says that this is a humanitarian issue that was dealt with on a humanitarian basis and that's that. But I think it's too early to say which is correct.
And if you want to look at what perhaps is down the road regarding the political side of the story, this is apart from the pilgrims. What are we to see right now? This comes after Assad gave that speech. This was a speech that was long awaited for. His last appearance to have been in July.
Well, I'll tell you something. We know for a fact that the negotiations have went on for quite some time, for months maybe. So I think it would be a bit hasty to link them with the president's latest speech that he gave a few days ago. I think there is a relation, however, I think there is a relation, and the relation is that the Syrian government is now working on more than one lever and communicating with more than one side in order to achieve a political settlement for the crisis in Syria, but I don't think the speech is directly linked, or the stance that the president made in the speech is directly linked to the release of the pilgrims, as you called them. But I think we can link it to the ongoing political efforts that has been escalated recently. Especially, we heard a lot about a Russian-American settlement. We heard a lot about the Iranian stand from the Russian-American settlement and Turkey stand and Qatar stand. So yes, there is maybe a political context for this exchange, and that's the more likely option, actually.
Very well. It's good talking to you, Ali Ibrahim, journalist and political commentator there from Damascus.